Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Bert Show.
All right, Abby, you think it's time for your parents to edit their will?
Oh, 100%. So you got to tell me if you have a relative like this. So my parents are convinced they're going to die in like the next week because and they want me and my brother to be prepared.
Mine too. Is this, random, but all of a sudden death chat won't stop. They're death cleaning their house. They're only in their 60s. It has been a weird focus. I'm so glad that your parents are doing it too, because I thought mine were going insane.
I'm glad I could bring this up for you so you could get this off
your
chest.
Clearly, this is a trauma point for me. I'm like, can you stop talking about dying? Like, one conversation's good, but the constant.
What has been the turning point with both of them? Just turning 60, or is there?
I think it's that my last grandparent passed away, and so my parents are seeing their mortality, even though they're like early, mid-60s.
Okay.
So they're like, we're death cleaning the house so you guys don't have to clean it out after we're gone. And I'm like, I feel like you have 30 years left. Would you stop?
So that's kind of what my parents are doing. And they do this every single time they go on a big vacation where her and my dad are going to be in the same plane, because this will happen. They'll be on the tarmac. And my mom, every single time, like clockwork, puts me and my brother in a group chat and says, hey, kids, just in case we die, want you to know where all the important documents are. And so, actually, I'll read the exact text she sent for emphasis. She said, hey, we're boarding the plane. Here's where all the important documents are. No, you're going to be disappointed. You won't get to hear about Prague, but try and overlook that just in case the unthinkable happens. Here's where all the documents are. Everything's laid out in writing. Even the part that reminds you which relatives aren't allowed to come to the funeral. There are quite a few. You and Ben, who's my brother, can decide who wants to take our dogs. The only caveat is you have to take both. They cannot be separated. This is the one thing not written in their will, is who gets to take the dogs.
Okay, so I would think like that's why you have a will, so you don't have to send these group texts to your kids breaking stuff down. So why not just amend the will or add an addendum to the will rather than send you guys a death text before they hop on a flight?
Is it because you both love the dogs and so they don't want to choose, like, we think that Abby's going to be a better parent or Ben's going to be the better parent? Or do you not want, like, could you solve this and be like, I don't want the dogs, give them to Ben?
But I do want the dogs. So first of all, I think I should be the one to get the dogs, A, because I lived with the dogs longer. There was a period of time where I was living at my parents' house. I had my cat there, so they're really familiar with my cat, whereas my brother has another dog, and they don't really get along well with that dog. And also, my brother's like a dude. They're not super responsible.
Is he kind of flaky, Ben?
Ben is a little flaky, and like on a whim, he moved to Manhattan and like lived in a little tiny box with that Australian Shepherd dog that he bought on a whim.
I think that you can change the course of this will. I think you should create a PowerPoint presentation and present it to them next time you see it with all the reasons why you're the better dog owner and Ben is not. Get character references, like one from Bert, your boss, maybe one from if somebody approached me with that, I would die out laughing so hard that I would just give you whatever you wanted. But I think you should throw your hat in the ring officially and make your pitch for the dogs.
I think what they're trying to do is eliminate any arguing between the two of you guys when they pass. It will be crystal clear on exactly what they want. So they're sharing it with you. This part I don't quite get.
Yeah.
Why they're sharing it with you now.
Yeah. Yeah, they don't want to put it in writing. Although my mom has expressed that she would rather my brother take the dogs. I know.
You didn't ask why?
Well, she was basically like, well, you know, because she's pulling the dog card because I have a cat, my brother has a dog. And she's like, well, then they can be like, you know, a pack. And then here's the thing that I think is a little bit sexist. So the kicker here is that whoever gets the dogs also gets their house.
Excuse me?
Oh,
yeah.
That's fighting words.
Yeah. So here's the thing. If you're going to, because our dogs are rambunctious. She's like, she doesn't want them to have to lower their living conditions. So, so she's like,
nobody likes to go backwards.
Nobody. So she's like, I want my dogs to be treated well to a nice home should we pass in a worst case scenario. So
whoever gets the dogs gets the house.
And the reason why I'm saying it's a little sexist is she's like, well, you know, he's a boy and he'll want to start a family. Abby, you don't want kids. And he'll want like a wife to like come live with him in the house and they can have their three dogs. It's just a whole thing. And so I'm kind of like, wait a second.
So you're getting punished.
I'm getting punished for being a lady. Although I guess I do get, they are putting aside money for a wedding, which I could take for a house. But
does she not understand houses could be sold so she could leave the house to both of you and then you could both buy your own house, like you could split it, and then there would be two houses for the dogs.
She doesn't want the trauma of the dogs not only losing their owners, but now losing their house as well.
Yeah, losing their house and then going to, they would have to downsize. Because if we're splitting it, then it's not as nice of a house.
I appreciate your parents' love for their dogs.
Oh my God, they're obsessed with them.
They care more about the dogs than y'all.
Honestly, that's what I tell my therapist every week.
Remember when we did that phoner and we were asking kids to call whose parents love their pets more than them? And that one woman called and said, "Yeah, I'm not allowed to sit in the front seat. The dog does."
It doesn't surprise me with my parents.
Yes, adult woman said, "I'm not allowed to sit in the front seat. The dog gets it."
The Bird Show.